Romans chapter 1 tonight. We're going to read verses 1 through 7. And we're going to look tonight as, who am I in Christ Jesus? Who am I? We can't look at who I am in Christ Jesus because I am is God. But tonight he said, who sent me? He said, tell him I am. So tonight we're going to look at is who am I in Christ Jesus? Paul laid it out here pretty plain who he was in Christ Jesus. Tonight, if you've been born again tonight, just remember that you're more than you think you are in Christ Jesus. Satan will put doubt. He'll put despair. He'll put desperation. He'll put fear. All kind of things in your life to try to throw your way. But tonight, Apostle Paul, he said, I'm a servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight, if you've been born again, you are nothing more than a servant of Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, but I thank God tonight that he allows me to serve him. Romans chapter number 1, verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. The Bible says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are you also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I thank you for this night that you've allowed us to come in. Lord, there's been prayer requests all over the house tonight. And I ask you tonight in the name of Jesus, through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ tonight, that you'd meet the needs that's in these people's lives tonight. Lord, I pray you'd meet every need tonight. Lord God, I pray you'd fix what's been broken. I pray you'd fix what's been torn apart. I pray you heal what's sick. Lord, I pray you'd save who's lost. Lord, I pray tonight that the husbands and the wives and the mamas and the daddies and the ones that's in this place tonight, Lord, that has a burden tonight, I pray tonight that you'd fix that burden tonight. Lord, I pray that we'd cast our burden on you tonight. And Lord, that you'd just give us peace and give us rest and give us mercy and give us grace. Lord, tonight as we look at who am I in Christ Jesus tonight, Father, I pray that when we look into this text tonight, and we see who we are in you tonight. Lord, I know tonight I'm nothing without you. Lord God, I'd ask you tonight to keep your hand on my life. Lord, everything that I do and everywhere I go, you keep your hedge of protection and your hand on me, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight for every member of this church and every visitor. Lord, I pray tonight you would guard us in a mighty way. Lord, I declare that Satan is a defeated foe. Lord God, he is defeated tonight by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I claim tonight victory in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever is going on inside of these four walls tonight in somebody's life, I pray they get peace, they get rest, and they get comfort tonight by knowing that they are yours tonight. Lord God, tonight there's not nothing that comes our way that doesn't have to go through your hands. Lord God, I thank you tonight that you're a just God. And Lord God, you just do what you want to do. And we'll be happy with that. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask you tonight to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let me not never give my opinion behind this sacred desk. Let me never give my thoughts behind this sacred desk. Lord, I pray as I stand behind this sacred desk that I only preach, thus saith the word of God. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Who am I in Christ Jesus? As we come tonight and we look in the book of Romans, we see tonight that Apostle Paul, He knew exactly who he was in Christ Jesus. He didn't have to think about who he was. He didn't have to think if he was a child of God. He didn't have to recall back. He knew that in Acts chapter number 9 that suddenly that the Spirit of God came upon him. Tonight, Brother Garrett asked us a question. Do you know that you know that you know? And Sunday morning I made a remark out of Romans chapter number 10, and I believe it may be verse number 11 or 12, where he said, "For the Scripture saith." Folks, tonight I want you to know by the Word of God tonight, you can know that you're a child of God tonight, and you can know tonight who you are in Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen? And as we look tonight, Apostle Paul, he knew exactly who he was in Christ Jesus. But I ask you a question. Have you ever wondered just exactly who you are in Christ Jesus? Have you ever just wondered, who am I in Christ Jesus? Who am I in Christ Jesus? Who am I in Christ Jesus? This afternoon, I pray let's look at who Paul was in Christ Jesus, and maybe it will give some clarification on who we are as well in Christ Jesus. Paul says first in verse number 1, he says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Number 1, tonight I'd say who he is in Christ Jesus and who we must be tonight. The Bible says Paul was a servant of Jesus Christ. He was nothing more and nothing less. If you look throughout the Word of God and out through the Pauline epistles, you'll see where Paul, when he got here, he said, I'm a servant. And then he said, I'm an apostle. But if you go to the book of Timothy, he says, hey, I'm the chiefest of sinners. Hey, in the world we live in, people, when they get saved, you know what they do? It ain't long, they skyrocket and they go up and they get bigger and they get bigger and they get more elevated and they keep elevating themselves. You know what Paul did when he got saved? He didn't elevate himself. He decreased and he let God increase. If I give you anything tonight, we must make sure that we are decreasing and God is increasing in our life tonight. We should never get in place that God is the servant and we are the master. We must always be the servant and he must always be the Lord of our life tonight. He said Paul was a servant of Jesus Christ. A servant was someone who serves another person. It was someone that serves another person. And I want to take you back to the Old Testament. I thank God tonight that when we get saved and we start reading the Word of God, we don't only live in the New Testament, hey, but we can read the Old Testament too, and we can see what God has called us to do. A servant tonight is someone who serves another person. He would be a bond slave. He would be one that would be under a bond slave of somebody else. If you'll turn with me to Exodus 21 and verse number 5, I want to show you tonight in the Word of God where we come here tonight and we see, I want to show you that Paul was a servant of Jesus Christ, and he had three things in his life that proved that he was a servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Number one tonight is he had a desire to serve God and God alone. He had a desire in his heart to serve God. I would ask you a question tonight. Do you have a desire to serve God tonight? Do you have a desire to be a servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight? To have that desire to serve God tonight, it voluntarily comes into your life. Hey, you don't have to do anything. It just comes into your life and you voluntarily say, Lord, I want to be a servant of yours. When you get saved, you get put into the servanthood. And as we come here tonight in Exodus chapter number 21, we'll look in verse number 5. But you got to understand back in verse number 2, he says that if thou buy in Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. After that seventh year in Exodus 21, that bond slave, you know what he'd do? He'd go out and he'd be free. He didn't have to owe nobody nothing. He could go out and do what he wanted to do and do it his way. But I'd say to you tonight, as we read verse number 5 of Exodus 21, that bond slave, when he got close to his master and he got close to his Lord, no longer did he want to do it his way, hey, but he wanted to do it the master's way. Friends, tonight I do know that I'm saved by grace by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I understand tonight that God orchestrated a salvation in heaven, and I understand that he sent Jesus down to make it possible, and I understand tonight that he sends the Holy Ghost, hey, to convict us of our sins, and we give our life to Jesus and we're saved through the blood tonight. I understand all that tonight, but I do understand tonight that I'm a bond slave to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He paid the greatest debt that ever could be paid when he hung on the cross of Calvary, when he was nailed to that cross, and as they railed on him and they laughed at him and they scorned him on that cross. Friends, you know whose place should have been on that cross? It should have been mine. I should have died on that cross. Hey, that cross was for me. but I want you to know when I realized one day in my life that Jesus Christ had saved me and he had come into my life and made me new, I realized that I was a servant of his. How long are you a servant, preacher? I'm a servant till I die. Can I get an amen? Hey, I didn't sign up to get out. Hey, I didn't sign up to quit. I signed up to finish. I signed up to finish the end of my course. He says tonight he had the desire to serve. And look with me tonight in Exodus 21 in verse number 5, the Bible says, and if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master. Hey, if the servant say, I love my master, I'd ask you a question tonight. Do you love your master tonight? Do you love Jesus tonight? He says, and if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. He said, I know I can go out free and do what I need to do, do what I want to do. Hey, but he said, I'm not going to go out and do it that way no more. Look what he says in verse number 6. And then his master shall bring him in unto the judges, and he shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God tonight when he saved me, it wasn't temporal salvation. It wasn't temporal here today and gone tomorrow. Hey, but when he saved this old sinner, I got good news tonight for you. He saved me eternally tonight. And he says in the word of God, hey, when he saves you, Paul said he became a servant of Jesus Christ. He become a bond slave. He didn't want to do it his way no more. He didn't want to go do it his way because he had a desire to serve Christ Jesus. I see not only here in this text in Exodus that he had a desire to serve, but he had a dedication to serve. Not only did he have a desire, but he had a dedication to serve. Look what he says here in verse number 6. You say, what kind of dedication is it? His service, he started to finish till death comes. He said, I'm going to be a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm going to be a servant until death comes. Friends, tonight, if you've been born again tonight, when you got saved, you enlisted into the God's army. And at that point, you become a servant. You become a soldier. You become a saved man and to do what God's called you to do. And for your life to be what it needs to be. And for you to realize tonight and for me to realize that I am a servant tonight, it changes everything about me tonight that I serve my Savior. Number one, Paul had a desire to serve. Number two, Paul had a dedication to serve. He said, look, if you will, in verse number 6 in the covenant laws here, look what he says. He said, and he shall serve him forever. Oh, you say, but he made a mark in his ear. Let him know who his master was. You say, Paul didn't have a mark. If you'll turn with me tonight to Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 21 tonight, I'll say tonight, not only did Paul have a desire to serve, not only did he have a dedication to serve, but he was delighted to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was delighted to serve. He knew things was going to come his way. He knew persecution was going to come his way. He knew trials was going to come his way. He knew all the way through his life that things was going to come his way. But Paul said he was a servant of Jesus Christ. Look what he says here when he said he was delighted to serve. Philippians 1:21 tonight, as you're making your way there tonight. Philippians chapter number 1 and verse number 21, Paul says, for me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. He said, when I'm walking this life that I'm walking on earth, I'm walking after our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I ask you a question tonight. Are you walking after Jesus tonight? You say, it's hard to walk after Jesus. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul said, as long as I'm walking in this walk, I'm a servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to be a servant to him. He's going to be my master, and I'm going to be his servant. I'm going to do what he's told me to do, and I'm not going to get mad when he tells me to do something. I'm going to serve him with a desire. I'm going to serve him with dedication, and I'm going to serve him with a delight in my life. No matter what he asks me to do, I'm going to serve him through the rest of my life. And that's what Paul said here. Turn with me back, if you will, to Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 1 tonight. He says, number 1 tonight, Paul was a servant of Jesus Christ. Paul wasn't a superman. He was just a saved man. You know why we talk about Paul so much in the Bible when he wrote these Pauline epistles? He wrote these throughout the Bible. You know why we talk about him so much? Because he didn't quit. Because he didn't quit. Oh, he had a lot going on in his life, but he never quit. He never backed down. He kept on, stayed true, stayed to what God called him to do. You say, well, Paul's a superman. No, he's just a saved man, and he lived like it. There's older people you know in the faith that's went on. There's some youngers in the faith that's here now, and you know that they ain't supermen, but they're saved men. Folks, tonight, when I say a saved man, that goes for a saved woman too tonight. We're a servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So how am I going to be a servant and be what God's called me to be? The second thing tonight is not only you got to realize that you're a servant, but you got to realize that you've been separated from the world that we live in. You've been separated. Preacher, I want to be saved and I want to be with the world. It won't work. Preacher, I want to be saved and I want to run with the world. Can't run with them. Preacher, I want to be saved and I want to do what all the other old boys do. Can't do it. I want to. Won't work. But I can. I try. You can try, but it won't work. You ain't never seen nothing more miserable when you try to run with the old crowd and you've been part of the new crowd. You've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Look what he says here. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. He says tonight, not only was he a servant, but he was separated. He was set apart. He was not who he used to be. He was separated into the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Separated, separated out. Turn with me, and I want to show you this in the Word of God. He said that he was separated. And when he's talking about the marks that Paul had gotten, had talking about the marks that would be in his life, turn with me to Galatians chapter number 6. In verse number 17 tonight, when you're separated tonight, there's some things that comes in your life. There's some battles that come. There's some marks that comes. There's some things in your life that's going to stick out in your life. I told the kids there in Sunday school Sunday morning, if you had a nail at your house and that nail tried to come up through the carpet, every time that nail tried to come up, you'd take a hammer and you'd knock it down. Every time you tried to come up, you'd knock it down. If you seen something come, you'd knock it down. You'd hammer it back down because you didn't want it to come up. That's the same thing Satan does to you and I. Hey, when we start sticking up for God and the higher we start sticking up, you know what Satan does? He takes that old hammer and he'll hit you in the head. Hey, the nail that sticks up the highest gets hit the hardest. If you don't want to get hit, don't stick your head up. But I want you to know, if you want to stick out for God, there's going to come times in your life that you're going to get hit, you're going to get hurt, all things are going to come, but you keep sticking up for God. You keep sticking out. You keep being that one that sticks out and everybody says, what's wrong with him? Well, what's wrong with her? This is the greatest word to ever use. They're different. Boy, I love Brother Hagin, but y'all know him. He's just a little different. You ever heard him say that, Bobby? Man, I'll tell you why. He's just a little different. Just overlook him. He's just a little. You think maybe when I say he's a little different, maybe I'm the one different. Maybe because he's sticking out and living for God, maybe that's what I need to be doing. If there ain't but very few difference and everybody else is the same, maybe the one that's different is the one that's right. And the one that ain't different is the one that ain't right. You ever thought about that? Let me give you this tonight. Galatians, he said, Paul was separated unto the gospel. Look with me in Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 17. And we're talking about Paul had been marked. Paul had been marked. I'm talking about separated, and he had been marked. Look what he says here. From henceforth let no man trouble me. From henceforth, Paul said, hey, can't nobody trouble me. They can't nobody get up my business. Can't nobody tell me. I know I am a believer. I know who I am I in Christ Jesus. I'm a servant because I've been separated. Look what he says. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. He said, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Paul said he'd been separated. He had the marks to even prove it. Folks, I want you to know, they beat him. He'd been shipwrecked. He went through all kinds of things, but he still preached the gospel and what God taught him to do. He said not only been marked, but he had been moved. He had been moved. He no longer was who he used to be. When a person gets saved, they become a servant, and because they've been separated, they're not who they used to be. They're a chosen generation. They're separate. They're new. You don't run with the old crowd. You don't do what the old crowd does. You don't hang that way. You say, preacher, are you sure about that? I'm positive about that tonight. There's a lot of things I don't know, but there's one thing I do know. When he saves you, he separates you from the crowd. Because the cross is what separates us from the crowd. The cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look with me tonight in Leviticus. And I know we're doing a lot of turning, but I want to get you in on this. Look with me tonight in Leviticus chapter number 20 tonight in verse number 26. Leviticus chapter number 20 in verse number 26. We're talking about Paul had been marked. Who am I in Christ Jesus? Who am I in Christ Jesus? I'm a servant, but I've been separated. If you've been saved, you may not be living a separated life, but you're separated. You're not who you used to be. Leviticus chapter number 20 in verse number 26, the Bible says, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. Ooh. Now we're talking about Paul had been moved. And in the Old Testament, he says, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people that ye should be mine. What are you talking about, preacher? He separates us. You don't do the separating, he does the separating. The sheep from the goat, if you will. He separates us. There's a time in my life I was a goat. Now I'm a sheep. There's a time in my life I was lost. But now I'm saved. And I say this all the time. It's been 14 years since I've been born again. I'd hate to know in 14 years I was in the same place I was when I first got saved. A 14-year-old kid in here, if there's a 14-year-old kid and they walked in with a pacifier in their mouth, what would y'all do? Well, let me tell you number one thing y'all do. Y'all say, that parent needs to raise that kid up a little bit right there. Now, I ain't getting in that parent's business, but that pacifier didn't come out. If that baby walked in with a milk bottle and he was, y'all would say, what is wrong with him? But you know what's sad about that? In the world we live in, there's people that walks around. It's been saved longer than 14 years, and they're still on the milk of the word. They're still on the meat of the word. Because you know what the meat does? The milk encourages. The meat offends. When you get in that word and he says, this is the list that will not be in heaven, you don't want to read that. Let me stay in the New Testament. Let me stay in the New. Don't let me go back to the old. Because but it's all the Bible. The B-I-B-L-E, it's the book for me. And when I read that book and I realize that I am a servant of Jesus Christ, and I realize, am I separated unto the gospel? And that word severed or served or to be took apart, that key word is to be split or disconnected from what you was. A split or disconnected. You know I always say this, and y'all know I do. When I got saved, man, I had so many friends, it wasn't even funny, before I got saved. You ask my wife. They was on every corner, everywhere you turned. I had friends everywhere. Man, when I got saved, I don't know where they went. But my friend list now ain't even on that hand right there. I ain't even got that many friends probably now. Maybe you start counting across it. May not even have that many. May not even have that many. Or that many. Or that many. But I know I got one, and that's Christ Jesus. You say, well, what happened to all your friends? I lost all my friends because God separated me. He changed me. No longer old potty mouth and doing all that mess. I ain't no more of that. Now I'm just living for God, same as you are. So he separated me. And we said, what did he give you back, preacher? He gave me back brothers and sisters in Christ. And I ain't got enough fingers or toes to count how many of them I got. And I want you to know tonight, he said that when you realize you're a servant, we're all in it together. There's not one bigger than another. We're all the same. I don't care who the famous preacher you know is. He ain't no more than you. He's called every one of us to be nothing more than a servant of Jesus Christ. He said, you're a servant and you've been separated, so you need to live like it. And I want to show you the third thing tonight, and this sets me on fire tonight. He said, who am I in Christ Jesus? I'm a servant, okay? I've been separated. I'm not who I used to be, but I'm a saint. You're a saint. David Barnes, you're a saint. Rocky Sides, you're a saint. Now, let me tell you what the church, how they paint a saint. A saint is usually a little old lady in the church, that's real modest, real don't say nothing either way. They'll bring in banana nut bread every once in a while and give it to the preacher. Come on, talk to me. I'll never forget Randy Dill's mama. I bragged on Dolores's apple pies, bragged on them. And Miss Dill, after church that morning, that she come back that evening, she said, preacher, before you get in the pulpit and brag on somebody's apple pies, you better make sure you tried everybody's. She said, try these and see what you think. And I looked at them, I said, if I don't hide them deacons will have them eat up in a hurry. So I separated them from them, took them to my office and hit them. When I come back that Wednesday night, I told her, I said, hey, there were some fine apple pies. See, I didn't tell her they was better than Sister D'Lo's because I didn't want her to cut me off on the Sister D'Lo's. But I told her, I said, them were some fine apple pies. See, but we paint a saint up like that. But I want to show you in the Word of God what a saint is. And when you realize tonight that you don't have to wait to get, you don't have to be old to be a saint, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your life that is the immediate, the moment you get saved, you become a saint. When you realize that, right now I'm a saint. The moment I got saved, I didn't have to wait, get a position in the church. I didn't have to be a preacher. I didn't have to be a deacon. I didn't have to be a Sunday school teacher. I didn't have to be nothing. As soon as I got saved, I become a saint. That'll change your life. That'll change your life. Look with me in verse number 7 tonight. He says tonight, who am I in Christ Jesus? I'm a servant. I'm separated. And Paul was a saint. Look what he says here, Romans 1:7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. When he calls your name and you accept him as Lord and Savior, at that moment you become a saint. Called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You are, listen, get this tonight, you are a saint if you have trusted Christ Jesus as Savior. You are a saint now, not one day. A saint is not one who has been exalted, but a saint is a person who has been saved and exalts Jesus, not himself. That's a saint. They exalt Jesus and not themselves. He said, preacher, how do you know that tonight? I want to show you three places and we'll go home. Number one tonight, a saint, saints are created. Saints are created. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 17 tonight. Saints are created tonight. I want to show you this in the Word of God. Saints are created. Paul said, I'm a servant, I'm separated, but I'm a saint. I'm coming to you. He says, saints are created tonight. 2 Corinthians 5:17. As we get there tonight, I want you to see this. He says, saints are created. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is new. He's new. He's been separated. He's new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Saints are created. When you get saved, you become a saint. Turn with me right there where you're at. 1 Corinthians 6:11. I want to show you this tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 11. Saints have been cleansed. Let's go 1 Corinthians 6:9. 1 Corinthians 6:9. They've been cleansed. How do you know that, preacher? I'm going to show you right here. I'm going to show you right here. Saints has had a past. The most sainted person you know, the most person you think, man, that man or that woman, they're very religious. They've got a past too. Amen. But what he says here in 1 Corinthians 6:9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulteresses, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Which were some of you? Out of that list, some of that fits in my life. Some of that may fit in your life. For to be honest, the majority of it may fit in our life, in the past. But I'm not living in the past. I'm living in the future. I'm living in the future. I'm living in the present. I'm living in right now what Christ Jesus has done in my life. So he says, number one, saints are created. Number two, saints are cleansed. But turn with me to 2 Timothy 4:8. And I want to show you this in closing tonight. 2 Timothy 4:8. Saints one day, will be crowned. One day they'll be crowned. 2 Timothy 4:8, the Bible says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. You say, preacher, is it really worth it? It's worth it all. It's worth it all. Who am I in Christ Jesus? I'm a servant. I've been separated. And I'm a saint. And there's going to come a day that he's going to crown you and he's going to crown me. So what are you going to do with that crown, preacher, when you get up there? I've heard you're going to cast them back at his feet. I've heard all kind of things. I don't know. I ain't never had a crown. But I do know this. If I had to look at myself, I'd say I'm unworthy to wear a crown. But if I look at the Word of God, he says, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance. Brothers and sisters, you and I are servants of Jesus Christ, separated to do his will, and we are saints in Christ Jesus. You are either a, the New Orleans Saints says this all the time, you are either a saint or you ain't. New Orleans Saints says that all the time. You're either a saint or you ain't. And that's the same way in the Word of God. You're either a saint or you ain't. What's a saint, preacher? Somebody's been saved and they uplift the name of Jesus Christ. Never uplift themselves. They always uplift Jesus. You say, who am I? Who am I in Christ Jesus? You're more than you think you are. You're more than you think you are. You're more than you think you are. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be a servant. The Bible says I'd just be a doorkeeper, be all right. Just keep the door. Never forget, I got on fire for the Lord. After I got saved, I really didn't get on fire. Then I got on fire, Brother Rocky. Really got on fire. Wanted to preach, wanted to talk, wanted to do something. I just wanted to do something. And the preacher said, you want to do something? I said, yeah. He said, okay, here it is. Clean toilets. Huh? We not pay somebody to do that, man? Come on, what's up? He said, you want to do something? I said, yeah, I want to do something. Clean toilet. That's your job. If they stop up, they'll come get you. You take the plunger, you plunge it out, and you clean it up. I'd say the world we live in now, not many people clean toilets. Let me just get real for a minute. I chewed on that for a while. I went home. I thought, clean the toilet? What's good's that going to do? But I didn't back up. I went on. I cleaned them toilets, and I plunged them. We'd be eating fellowship lunch. Somebody'd stop a toilet up. Man, I'd be there with some meatloaf fixing to take a bite, and they'd come, and they'd say, hey, am I lying? Look at her shaking her head. She ain't. I don't lie to you. They come to me and they say, hey, Brother BJ, toilet stopped up. I say, wrap it up in aluminum foil. I eat it when I get home. I ain't going to eat it now. Go in there and take care of the business. It had to be took care of and go home. Somebody's got to be a servant. And when you're saved, you're called to be a servant. My pastor told me something, and I'll never forget what he told me. He said, if you're too good to do the little, he'll never elevate you to the big. If you're too good to do the little, he'll never elevate you to the big. I said, yes, sir, I understand that. And folks, I want you to know tonight, you're either a saint or you ain't. Tonight in the Word of God, I want you to, when you go home tonight, I want you to think about what God's called you to do. We got the nominating committee coming up, going to ask you, do you want to teach? Do you want to do something? And you know what they're asking you? Do you want to, who said, give it to me here. Who got it over here? Who said it over here? Serve. Do you want to serve? I don't want to serve. I just want to sit. You ain't been called to sit. You've been called to serve. You're a servant. You've been called to serve. Tonight I pray as they come around to you over the next week and they ask you, do you want to serve in a capacity? I pray that God lays it on your heart to serve one another in love in a mighty way. Said a preacher died one time. I'm going to give you this. I was reading this week in one of my books, and he said he died. He said he had a vision that he died. And said when he had two visions. One, he went into hell. And when he went into hell, he said that there was a big old feast laid out there at the table. And everybody was just shriveled up, just bad shriveled up, I'm talking about. And said the food to get to eat it, said it had about a 20-foot spoon. People sitting all around the table. Plenty of food to eat. And said when he went to go in to get it, the spoon was too big to get back to their mouth. They couldn't get it back to their mouth. And said that he went from that and God allowed him to go see another scene. And when he looked, he said it was heaven. And it was identical, but everybody was healthy and looked good. And said they were sitting around, big old feast laid out. They had 20-foot spoons and they was digging into food. And instead of being selfish, they're serving the man across the table from them. They'd take that spoon and I'd feed you because I couldn't get it from my, but I'd feed you and you had a spoon and you'd feed me. Because we're nothing more than servants. We're nothing more than to be here to feed the next person. You see somebody that needs to be fed, feed them. Feed them. You never know what this right here means to somebody. Love you, bro. You never know what it means. You don't know what they're going through. And just a little pat in the back means the world. Let us pray. Father God, I love you so much. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the cross. Thank you that you've called everybody in this room that is born again right now on the profession of faith that they've made. You've called them to be a servant. You've separated them. And now we're just saints doing your will, serving other people like you called us to do. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, we not be found not helping one another. But Lord God, when we get to a place where we can't feed ourselves, Lord, I pray somebody else put a spoon in our mouth. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. It's in the name of Jesus we ask and pray. And all of God's people said, amen. Brother.